KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 60 degrees here in Atlantic. We look for a chance of showers today. A high near 65 with nearly steady or slowly cooling temperatures this afternoon. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by First National Bank. They're locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. Iowa Congressman Leonard Boswell will be in Atlantic this Friday to hold one of several public listening posts on agriculture. The sessions are being held as Boswell, a senior member of the House Agriculture Committee, makes preparations to craft the next farm bill with his colleagues in Congress. On his website, Boswell said he wants to hear from farmers, producers, and rural business owners in Iowa about what's working for them in the current farm bill and what they would like to see done differently in the next one. Boswell's visit to Atlantic takes place at 10:45 a.m. Friday at the Atlantic Public Library. The listening posts are also part of the Congressman's Spirit of Iowa tour that focuses on how Iowans are partnering with the federal government to rebuild and reinvigorate local economies. News time is 8:03.
At First National Bank, we strive to make your banking experience as simple and convenient as possible. If you would like to enjoy the benefit of banking anytime, anywhere, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, without an interruption in your busy day, sign up for our free online banking. Signing up is easy. Just visit our website and click on Enroll to try our online banking demo for a trial run. Locally owned, locally active, and proud to be your bank. In Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers says the Missouri River reservoirs have begun the spring runoff season with slightly more space than the normal amount for flood control storage. The Corps said that as of last week, the storage system had an extra 300,000 acre-feet of storage, and runoff is expected to be near normal this year. Corps officials said the reservoirs were at a desired level last spring, but a late buildup of snow in the Rockies and heavy rains in Montana and other upstream areas in May led to record runoff, and the Corps was forced to release massive amounts of water from the dams, causing record flooding downstream. The more than 2,300-mile-long river flows from Montana through North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, Kansas, Iowa, and Missouri. The chair of the Cass County Democratic Party said yesterday the Democrats in the county will hold their election year convention this Saturday. According to Sherry Tully, the event takes place in the Cass County Courthouse beginning at 9:30 a.m. Saturday. Tully says four delegates will be elected to represent Cass County at the Democratic Party's district and state conventions later in the year. Other agenda items include voting on a county platform as well as selecting committee persons to fill vacancies on the Cass County Central Committee and to serve on district and state convention committees. Bert Wittrup, a former chief of bureau for the Associated Press in New Mexico, has died in his home state of Iowa, where he returned in 2008. Wittrup's wife, Carolyn, says he died of congestive heart failure March the 1st at a hospital in Harlan at the age of 77. The couple had returned to Elkhorn, where Wittrup was born in 1934. Wittrup served in the Navy and attended the University of New Mexico. He joined the Associated Press in New Mexico, becoming news editor and bureau chief there. He left the AP after 19 years and worked for the Albuquerque Tribune, taught journalism at the University of New Mexico, and joined the El Paso Times before retiring in 1994. The Air Force has asked Congress to approve cutting 492 positions at the Des Moines-based Air National Guard unit. The Des Moines Register reports the cuts represent a 39% reduction in staffing at the 132nd Fighter Wing unit, which flies F-16 combat jets. Air Force officials said last month they want to eliminate all 21 aircraft based in Des Moines. Congress has the final say on the matter. Members of Iowa's congressional delegation and Governor Terry Branstad are vowing to fight the proposal. The Air Force wants to cut $8.7 billion in spending while retiring 303 aircraft worldwide. Legislators say they've struck a deal on a plan that would give MidAmerican Energy new incentives to build a nuclear power plant in Iowa. Des Moines Democratic Senator Matt McCoy said Tuesday he thinks the plan will win committee approval in the Senate this week. The compromise would require that MidAmerican, which is Iowa's largest utility, have financing in place before beginning construction. Once state regulators approve the new power plant, the utility would have to carry out construction. Some legislators had worried that earlier versions of the measure would allow the utility to raise rates to pay for the plant without being committed to actually building the facility. Lawmakers reached an agreement even as opponents held a State House news conference where they argued that nuclear plants are inherently dangerous. Democrats in the Iowa House tried to block legislation they say will weaken the state's ability to investigate child labor abuses, but Republicans say they want to make it easier for good employers to hire kids. House Republicans passed a bill that would let businesses keep child labor permits on site rather than submit them to the state. Representative Lance Horbach, a Republican from Tama, says bad apples aren't following the law anyway.
If an employer wrote down, I'm going to hire a 12-year-old kid and I'm going to have him light gasoline fires, do you really think they're going to send that in to the Child Labor Division? If they're a bad employer, do you think they're going to put down, we're going to abuse this kid?
Representative Kirsten Running Marquardt, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, said the bill goes too far.
I appreciate the opportunity to be able to stand up for child labor protections in the state of Iowa. Stand with protecting our children, not on those who may want to exploit them.
Running Marquardt said many of the violations of child labor laws are found when the staff at the State Workforce Development Agency read through the child labor permits businesses file.
Who are we trying to protect here? Is it our children? No. I believe it's those who may want to exploit our children.
Horbach says shuffling through the permit paperwork is wasted time.
We have one child investigator. Every second they are working on paperwork, they are not out investigating. Let's give them as much opportunity to investigate as possible.
It's unlikely this Republican-crafted bill will survive in the Democratically-led Iowa Senate. And the Iowa Senate has voted to let barkeepers keep mixed drinks like daiquiris or infused liquor behind the bar for up to 72 hours. The infusion process is used by some bartenders to create exotic martinis in fancy restaurants. Soaking fruit or candy in vodka, for instance, creates a uniquely flavored liquor that can be used in a martini. Under current law, bars are technically breaking the law to keep such infused liquors or mixed drinks around for more than 24 hours. Senator Rick Bertrand, a Republican from Sioux City, says the Iowa Restaurant Association supports the bill.
This is solving a problem.
Senator Steve Saunders, a Democrat from State Center, who's a deputy sheriff, voted against the bill.
Once we allow for bartenders to start mixing drinks for 2 or 3 days and being able to keep that and put it behind the shelf, who knows what they'll put in it. I think this is a problem for young people going to these bars and drinking this stuff.
Bertrand says the bill has a list of products that cannot be added to liquor.
Things like caffeine, stimulants, other things, hallucinogenics, things that we should not be putting in here.
The bill passed the Senate on a 47-2 vote and now goes to the House for consideration. And taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum will still be duking it out when they head into the next contests that include Kansas, Alabama, Mississippi, and Missouri. Romney won 6 states on Super Tuesday, including the Republican presidential primary in his home state of Massachusetts. But Santorum scored victory in 3 states, and his loss to Romney in pivotal Ohio was only by a slim margin. A poor showing in Oklahoma's Democratic primary threatens to cost President Obama a unanimous renomination. Unofficial results have Obama with 57% of the vote and anti-abortion activist and Operation Rescue founder Randall Terry with 18%. Under party rules, Terry could lay claim to at least one delegate. A school in northeast Florida will remain closed through next week's spring break after its headmistress was gunned down in her office by a former teacher. Authorities say Spanish teacher Shane Schumerth was fired yesterday morning from the Episcopal School of Jacksonville, but returned in the afternoon and killed Dale Regan. Schumerth then committed suicide. KJAN News Time is 8:11.
First National Bank is locally owned and proud to be your full-service bank. They have the expertise needed to provide you excellent service with a great selection of banking and investment needs. They have a complete line of lending services available, and they offer insurance sales. At First National Bank, you'll be greeted with a friendly face at the teller's window, as well as each special desk. First National Bank in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, and Anita, where you'll get the most banking service for the least cost. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
In the funeral announcements, Burton Wittrup, age 77 of Elkhorn, died Thursday. Services for Burton Wittrup will be today at 10 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. Eugene Simmons, age 82 of Coon Rapids, died Sunday. Services for Eugene Simmons will be this morning at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home of Coon Rapids has arrangements. Donna Madsen, age 85 of Audubon, died Friday. Funeral services for Donna Madsen will be today at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Kenneth Campbell, age 86, a longtime resident of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Kenneth Campbell will be today at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of arrangements. Grace Morris, age 79, of Casey, died Saturday. Funeral services for Grace Morris will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home of Stewart has arrangements. Juanita Sunderman, age 83, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Graveside services for Juanita Sunderman will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. John's Cemetery, 1 mile south of Lyman. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Marcella Cahill, age 92, of Avoca and formerly of Hancock, died Sunday. Funeral services for Marcella Cahill will be held Thursday at 11 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Kenneth Wolfe, age 49, of Audubon, died Monday. Funeral services for Kenneth Wolfe will be Thursday at 3 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Stacy Lynn Grimes Taylor, age 40, of Winterset and formerly of Earlham, died Saturday. Funeral services for Stacy Taylor will be Friday at 10:30 at the Earlham Church of Christ. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Dolores Stanley, age 81, of Greenfield, died Saturday. Celebration of Life services for Dolores Stanley will be on Friday at 11 a.m. at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Helen Bandow, age 77, of Manila, died Monday. Funeral services for Helen Bandow will be Friday at 2 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. Ruth Dwyer, age 84, of Bridgewater, died Tuesday. A Celebration of Life service for Ruth Dwyer will be held on Friday at 2:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle, with the Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle in charge of arrangements. Pauline Hogsett, age 91, of Oakland, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Pauline Hogsett will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Doris Rasmussen, age 76, of Harlan, died Sunday. There are no public services or visitation planned for Doris Rasmussen. The Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan is assisting the family with arrangements. And Milton Sinow, age 81, of Aspinwall, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Milton Sinow are pending at the Odie Funeral Home. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements this hour, brought to you by First National Bank, with locations in Fontenelle, Greenfield, Messina, Anita, and Correctionville. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.